Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back, friends, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Alice gives up control. Raoul is reminded of Amos' spirit, and Zoltana gets a deadline. Meeting Marnek's former host, the team learn about the nature of threads, gods, and learn more of the threats that they are facing. With Lisbeth now on her way to find Daechin, the group take a shortcut to get to Adept. Was there more to Marnek and Lisbeth's relationship? Will Talvern be able to give Raoul what he seeks? And can they actually contain an avatar? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
As you guys hit towards the end of day 5 in the marshes, having bypassed a whole day of stuff because of someone's outstanding natural 20 perception.
Yeah.
Good job, Raoul.
Thank God for Raoul.
Thank God for Raoul.
Hashtag thank God for Raoul.
Yep. Everyone thanks God for Raoul. We thank Tyr for him.
Hashtag the queen. Thank Tyr for Raoul.
We thank Tyr for Raoul. Anyway, oh my God, guys, you threw me off.
Yep.
Tears
for the tear god. Hitting the end of day 5 of your travel through the marshes, thanks to some wonderful perception, you managed to save yourself a day, so you're a day ahead of schedule. As you guys make your way towards the mountain entrance that Benno and Elise had scouted at beforehand, you can see the entrance a good distance off. You can see it like really, really far out in the distance. From this distance, you can see that there are some torches being lit because it's becoming the end of the day. You can see a couple of people wandering around with these. You can't count how many particularly. It's just a kind of glow in the darkness and things seem to be moving around. You're basically almost there. We should probably come up with some sort of plan. When Elise and I were here before, we counted approximately 10 men that came with Dravos. And there were 15 more that arrived with Honorino. We didn't see either of them leave, but we haven't been there for a few days, obviously.
We should have everybody rounded up and lay this all out.
Indeed. Mm. We should...
War Council.
Yes, we should probably backtrack a little so we can... We don't need to see it. We know where it is now. Probably game out a good strategy. With that, you guys backtrack a little bit. Probably half hour, hour. You know, it's not too far away.
Find some cover.
Yeah, you find some decent cover. It's a little drier here now that you're at the base of the mountain. You can see where the rivulets are coming, you know, the kind of small streams are coming off of the ice on the top that are beginning to melt, coming down the side of the mountain as it cuts its way through this low-lying bog area. There are places here that are a little drier, a little higher up. You find somewhere covered and concealed. Your war council around this small fire that's your companion Jens has made. Your war council is in session. Go ahead, make me speak at four different voices at once.
So, numbers, as far as I understand it, so there are 25 men and then Honorino and Dravos.
Correct. This is what we gathered.
How many entrances and exits are there?
When we scouted, we saw only this one. There might be another further along, but we went a good mile and a half each direction. We couldn't see anything else. Unless there's another place hidden in the marsh. I think this is it.
Extraction's going to be very difficult then. We would have to go in headlong.
The only thing that we could tell about the structure within is that it's... goes forward a short distance and then dips down to the right. We tried scouting as close as we could. I got fairly close to the entrance, managed to peek inside, but we couldn't get any further than that.
Any idea of the capabilities of the people within? Archers, warriors, spellcasters?
That pretty much ticks the three, yeah.
How many of each do you figure?
You can see Benno close his eyes. He seems to like recall the information. And he says, almost everyone was outfitted with a bow of some sort. There were five pure magic casters, so far as we could tell. They arrived with Honorino. Most of them looked thick and burly and had swords, or looked like they knew their way around. Arrows. Some of them could have been rangers like myself. I recognized a few. This information, I have to tell you, is about 5 days out of date. We don't know exact. They look like they had a very big supply of arrows when they were going in. I saw a lot of magic components. They were setting up magic traps, so far as I can tell. I could see a lot of magic auras in there.
I would suspect as much with enough preparation time and the fact that they knew we were coming.
Yeah.
They're setting up for a siege. Well, small scale, be it as it may.
So what do we do?
We're going to have to breach somehow. We're not going to be able to draw them out. They know... that they've got the upper hand in terms of supplies and men.
Well, I know a couple of creatures that could draw people out, or that could push people out. I mean, I could probably travel in there pretty well unnoticed for a little bit.
The only concern with that is that even in your animal forms, I imagine that any magical traps that may be in wait would still trigger on you.
That's true. They know we're coming anyway. And if we want a good scout out of what's going on down there, I think I'm probably the best one to know what's down there. And if we can set off something inside to push a bunch of them out.
Oh, that's a good idea. If we could set off one of the traps they thought we were outside, it might draw some of them out.
That's if they have traps established outside of the perimeter.
So that's why we have Homer... scout.
I've got a few different things that I could do. I have go check what he can do.
Homer, do you have a character sheet, perhaps, that we can see your spells?
I do, but that's not for the likes of you.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
I can turn into a rat. I can turn into a little rat, so they're pretty common down there in the Earth Dart. And if need be, I can turn into a giant spider and probably make a few of them run away. Get a few of them outside. I can probably push a few out and we can probably distract a few out. I mean, at least in their numbers a little bit.
We need to get all of them in one place so that we can use Kaithia's bomb.
Yes.
How?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you guys have told the others about Kaithia's bomb.
We will mention it now.
Kaithia's bomb. And then all the NPCs look at each other like, what the fuck bomb are they talking about?
We have this potion that's a really cool potion.
It's going to kill them.
I'm sorry, you wouldn't have taught me through that again. You've done what to a potion?
I have a friend who was able to take an ancient healing potion that is long expired and tweak it so that there's a good chance that it'll do a lot of damage to anybody within the area.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Right. We would have to lead with it, though, because there's a chance that it might do healing, which, if we open with that, then it's irrelevant.
Nothing lost, nothing gained. Like you're thinking.
That's what I'm here for. Among other things.
So how do we get them all in one place? Should we...
Now, I don't think we're going to get everyone in one place, but we can probably get a good portion of them out. I mean...
Do you think they would surround the cart if we push the cart up there and then put the potion in the cart and the potion... Is a trap? Cart's trap?
No.
And then
a lot of money.
And then we sneak inside.
I can be the trap.
No, you need to go in and save your wife. You can't be the trap or the distraction.
That's true. I'm not very good at sneaking. But here's my thinking. Having been in the double ones for most of my life. If we get rid of Benno, not Benno. Oh my God!
Excuse me.
Hold on. Erase that. That didn't happen. Sorry. Brain fart.
Poor Benno.
That's very in character.
No, it was not in character because I was thinking of Dravos and Casey said Benno. That was not in character. So here's my thinking. I was in the double ones for a pretty good portion of my life. And if we get rid of Dravos, then... Obviously, they'll still be a pretty highly effective fighting group, but not quite as effective because we were really brawlers, you know? Raul, you know.
Sure.
Unfortunately. And...
Yes.
So what's really most important is getting Dravos out. And that is why I offer myself as a trap. I do agree with you guys that it's most important, obviously, to go in and get Odette. But
I think I have an idea on how we can draw a big bunch of them out. You're pretty well known, and you're pretty well known, and she points at Benno. By the double ones, right. I can make myself and some other people look like you, and she points at Sultana.
Wait, you could do that?
Yeah. Yep. I can make myself and some other people. And I don't quite remember yet because I haven't... Hang on, I have to recall what this spell actually does. How long it lasts. Oh, literally any number of creatures that I can see.
An entire army of Zoltanas! Yes! This is like my dream.
Sort of. but they have to be within a foot of your height for it to work.
Oh, well, I'm quite short.
Yes, you are.
But Elise is your height, and we can... How tall is Sultana?
4'6".
Great. So I can make me and Elise and Homer look like your height. I can make us look like you.
Are you guys okay with that? It might be a lot more dangerous than looking like yourself in this situation.
Well, let me put it like this. Since the experiment in this life has ended, if I go out in a blaze of glory, I'll just come back and do a new experiment. So I am perfectly happy.
Jens,
and,
I don't want you to die because I like you, but do me a favor. If you do die,
sweetie.
If you do die, when you come back in your next life, find me and we'll have a drink.
Sweetie, I haven't told you what happens. See, when I die, I turn into a very big phoenix and I have big wings and I can attack things and there is so much fire. And then when that ends, I just turn into ash and then an egg forms and then that cracks and then a little baby version of me appears.
Oh, you come from eggs too.
Okay.
You
balance face palms so hard.
You know how to look after... See, okay, when I die and I turn into an egg, I will be owed, I think, at least like 750 gold at this point. I would like my egg to be looked after by the person who knows how to look after eggs. So I'm going to bequeath my egg to Raoul until I hatch into a new version of me.
Okay.
Well...
Sure.
If I look like you and I get attacked, I'm not going to lie. If I look like I'm in trouble, I'm just going to turn into a giant eagle and fly away. I hope that's okay.
I mean...
I've got myself covered. Don't you worry.
I would hope that you'll stick around until the last possible moment, though.
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to wait until I'm, like, almost bleeding out. And then I'm probably going to fly away. And then I'll probably come back once I've healed myself up. I don't actually want a day, because unlike my companion, Jens, here, I actually can't turn into an egg.
You know, I think of anyone, you'd be able to turn into an egg.
No.
What?
That's not
well,
how many people are...
Well, he can turn into animals, right? So I figured...
He can probably lay the egg.
No, I can't lay it.
Can you turn into a giant bird?
Balance's eyes are crossed right now.
I feel like we're probably going off track a little bit.
All right. So, and Elise, are you okay with that?
I think I'd rather come down with you. I can't exactly rip Dravos apart if I'm not there.
I imagine that we would be moving as a group. There's no need for us to be splitting up, especially since our strengths seem to work better in our favor if there are many of us.
Issue with that. That's why we're having the fake Zoltanas.
I think that works better as a distraction in combat rather than a diversionary sort.
But it's to divert them so that I can sneak in to rescue Odette, right? Isn't that the... Wasn't that, like, the whole point of this? She looks at Jens.
Well, if we can draw as many out, we can obliterate as many as we can and then go in. And if drawing them out and we look like we're failing, then you have time to sneak in. It's like a dual thing. You'll work out either way.
Oh, okay, I'm cool with that. I think I just misunderstood what was happening.
Plan A, destroy all of them. Plan B...
Yes.
Get as many is in as we can.
Yes.
Plan B also involves destroying them all.
Yeah. If it looks like me and Homer aren't doing so well, then we'll skedaddle off and you guys are snuck in and then we'll come back and clean up on the way down because they're probably going to follow you and not expecting that much of an attack from the rear. I mean, unless I'm an egg, in which case it's just down to Homer. I'd probably be okay with that. I can turn into a tiger and rip my part from behind.
So here's my question. If you turn into an egg while we're in the middle of battle, what do we do? with that? Like, how do, like, we're going to have to, like, run and protect the egg, right? Like, what if one of them, like, the someone egg, steps the on egg. It or some shit? Like, how big is this egg?
It's, like, I don't know about the size. I mean, I haven't really seen my own egg because I'm inside the egg, but I've been told that my egg is about the size of a head.
Okay, so that's not something that's gonna like get accidentally stepped on like a chicken egg or something.
I did hear of someone who was like me, my brother. He got kicked like a foot, like a ball, and that cracked, and then he didn't come back through.
Okay, so we will have to. Raul, yeah, you're on egg duty.
Okay. I'll do my best.
If egg happens, you put it in your backpack. Done.
Okay.
Step one, pick up egg.
I feel like we have too much of a split decision going on here between diversionary and direct engagement. With the fact that there's only the one entrance that we're aware of, it seems like the best course of action is for us to have to do a direct engagement. That being said, we have some abilities on our side that can give us a surprise on them. If we can get close enough, I can take all of us directly to the entrance of the cave. From there, we should be able to strike down whatever sentries, whatever guards are on watch at the time. If that's the case, then there might not be an alarm raised. If there is, then we lose nothing for that. We've taken out people regardless. Then we just need to make our way in the cave. Now, do any of us here possess the ability to disarm magical traps?
Yeah. I think I do.
Do you have the ability to detect these traps?
I certainly do.
Then that's going to be a major key when we go in, because we need to have somebody on detection duty, and then we need to have someone capable of getting rid of them.
Nope, I've got absolutely no chance of that.
That is unfortunate. Does anybody else? Elise? Jens?
Both of them indicated they did.
That they have the ability to
see and dispel magic.
Okay. If that is the case, then I think priority should be Elise focused on detection and nullification. Jens, you have a lot more firepower, no pun intended, and would be better suited on the offense with us.
I'm pretty handy at stopping magic as well.
Should we encounter the five other casters that have been indicated, then mm-hmm. I'm counting on you in that case.
I will see what we can do.
Benno, you are very much a tracker and navigator. We're going to need that. The caves inside could certainly be winding and hazardous. We're going to be relying on you for that sort of thing.
Of course.
We need to make sure that as quickly as we get in, we're able to get out. That being said, we don't have your bow for you to be of a use at a range. Are you going to feel comfortable with the sword?
We saw plenty of them who had bows, almost everyone except five. I'm pretty sure we can acquire me a new bow.
That is the plan, then. Good. Beyond that, I think after our initial breach, we need to have Zoltana and Raul in the front. Have the two heavy hitters up front, the ones that are able to dodge and take the blows and be able to give them back. I think Benno and I are best suited in the far back of the group. From there, we will have Homer, Jens, and Elise covering the middle ground. Should either the front or back of the group run into trouble, then you three can intercede where needed. I don't think that we will have too much trouble in the back of the group. I can't imagine that they will have troops that will be of a flanking position to come around behind us, but I have been wrong before. Is there anything anyone can think of that I have not covered?
Just to clarify, we're starting off this attack by them pretending to be me to draw the majority of the people so we can throw the bomb, right?
I'm very conflicted on that plan. Because if I were them, I would not come out to get you. I would just draw you in because I am the one that is fortified and you are not. They know why we're here, so they're just going to sit and wait for us to come in.
So then there's, like, no harm in trying to draw them out. Like, if it doesn't work, we just run in. It's not...
Or you give them more opportunity to slice Odette's throat. That is something to consider.
I think we should probably sneak in the best as we can. If we can take them out quietly. It's a little bit more time, if not.
We are here early. Maybe we can sneak and maybe we don't even need the potion.
I think Zoltana's going to need the potion.
Perhaps we should have, like, if we see a minimum group size, we decide that's when we're going to throw the potion. If we see, like, 6 or 7 of them together, we throw it. If we see 15 of them together, we throw it. Like, or maybe we should just save it for Dravos. I mean, he has got a apparently undefeatable sword.
I have a thought on that matter.
Shoot.
Well, an undefeatable sword makes me think that that would be in straight combat. I have no reason to believe that the sword protects his mind, however. His body, perhaps, but not his mind. If that's the case, then I can attempt to take control of him and disarm him of the sword, in which
case
he's
just a person. And then I can kill
him? Yes, exactly that.
Good.
That's assuming that he doesn't have any sort of mental protections.
Okay, he's mental enough without protections. Hey.
That being said, if we do see Honorino as well, I do plan on blowing his brains out. Because at this point, I'm just sick of him.
He is definitely a very mercenary sort.
Well, his services will no longer be needed. Any other questions or concerns? Anything that I've not thought of? Anything that anyone thinks may be of use?
Who should carry the bomb?
I had been thinking about that. My range skills are not the most up to par.
I could probably give it a good throw if I had to.
That's what I was thinking.
Aww.
I think Raoul should have it. Raoul, you are. Zoltana and myself and Elise are a bit too close to this. You are, I assume, a far better thrower, I guess, than our balance here.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't have much to lose from it accidentally going off on me, though, so you should hand it over.
It's lasted this long, but yes.
Oh.
Balance pulls out the, like, triple-wrapped potion. Passes it over to Raul.
Raul unwraps it and puts it somewhere in a secure pocket so that it's easy to grab when he needs to throw it, but it's... You know, he keeps it on him.
Yep. That's somehow you have a pocket somewhere, I assume. Yeah.
Your right.
Goes in the one at the front.
So, final layout of plans so that everybody is on the same page. We approach the base of the mountain. When we're within a mile range, I will teleport all of us to the entrance. We take out the guards that are on patrol, quietly as possible. We rearm Benno with a bow. Elise, if you need another bow, if you need another sword, you can grab as well. From there, we breach within the cavern itself. We are going to have to do a room-by-room check. We cannot leave any room that we pass unattended to. If we cannot leave anyone behind who might be able to flank us. We cannot be pinned in such a way. We need to leave the exit open. From there, we go in until we locate Odette. If we locate her first, we need to make sure that she gets out. Mm-hmm. From there, we continue on. We need to find Dravos and Honorino, and we need to take both of them out. Dravos being priority, we need to get that sword.
I'm going to slice him from ear to ear.
I would hope so. If it comes down to it and somebody does need to escort Odette, and actually, I believe you mentioned Tuck as well would be in there.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then the both of them will need to be escorted out. Homer, I think that you would be most likely the best candidate for such a thing.
I can probably carry them in my bigger form.
If they're injured.
I can probably carry them both, yeah. I can do that.
That's what I'm counting on. If we locate them first, you will be in charge of escorting them out and far away.
If they are found and... I would like to go with them. Fighting is more your game than mine. I would be better served looking after them.
Yeah. Of course.
That's fair. So then the two of you will be in charge of escort duty should we locate them first. In either case, the rest of us will then make our way through the caves, locate any enemies that we can find, eliminate them as quietly as possible. And with all luck, be able to take out the head of the snake without any issue. That is the best case scenario.
It sounds like a top-notch idea to me.
I had to sit in on many a council for this sort of thing.
How many other bombs do you have?
Well, I do have the... bottles of explosive alcohol. I have the two that I was able to acquire, and I have several others that Jens has provided.
Most welcome.
It is much appreciated. If there are more groups, then those can be used as well. In fact, if we use several at a time, we may be able to create a widespread fire.
And if there's fire... I can control fire.
Which is even better.
Like parting the great sea, but a fire.
Fire sea.
Yes, sea of fire.
A strategy we will keep in mind then. Now, if for some reason our cover is blown, if we are unable to go the whole way through without being discovered, which I imagine is very likely, we will need to be... quick about it, in which case we will need to go room to room at a much faster pace, take everything out, but at that point there's no holding back, there is no more effort for silence. We need to go quickly and efficiently. If
not
at any
sneaky.
Point, my apologies, go ahead.
If not sneaky, then we just worked our strengths of being loud and killing things.
Correct.
So I think our lovely lady paladin here is full of shout and anger and righteous fury or vengeance, or I don't know what it is you're doing these days. I think we'll be fine. I think we have plenty of ideas and things. If we get split up, what do we do?
If we get split up, it depends on the situation. If we are split into two groups, depending on the numbers, any fewer than two. Rather, let me rephrase that. If there is only ever two of you, extract yourselves however you can. Two people is not a safe number to be in.
Well, let's meet here.
Because agreed.
We know where here is and it's safe.
If you are split up, if it is only two people or you're by yourself, immediately extract yourself to the rendezvous point here. Anything higher than that, try to progress onward, and with any luck, we will meet up in whatever central chamber Dravos has most likely holed himself in. If I'm not even going to plan for that, disregard that. Failure is not an option, nor will I consider it one. This will succeed.
Yeah.
It has to succeed.
Fate of the world depends on it, I guess.
Not just the world.
She smiles at you.
Fate of the world and love and friendship.
I feel like there's probably a song in here somewhere, but do you mind if we bypass that?
I truly do not mind if we bypass that. Everybody hands in and whisper, fuck Dravos on three.
Wait, is that your team name? That's a pretty one-sided one-go team name.
No, I don't think we really have a team name.
We never really considered it a necessary thing. We're not like a mercenary group.
But I think if we did have a team name, it would probably be Team Apocalypse Stoppers.
Hmm.
Apocalypse Stop.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stopocalypse.
Before the mood gets ruined any further, if we're all ready, then I think we should probably go in at sundown.
How about the Ra's Angels? It's a good one.
suddenly, and without warning, Zoltana's hair is feathered. And she's wearing a jumpsuit.
No. If that's what you guys decide to go as I can't actually stop you.
Nope. Uh-uh. Do I need to lean in with the line again?
The line was, let's go.
The line was, we'll go in at sundown.
Yeah, now, let's go.
Literally pointed out, like, the sun has already set.
Yeah, it's already sundown.
You guys are right here, like, at the end of the day.
We go in at sundown. Zoltana gestures to the sun that is already set.
Yeah. Yeah, the sun's already down.
I hadn't even realized.
Yeah, because you guys went forward at the end of the day, came back an hour, and Jensa set up a fire.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, if we're all ready, then I guess let's get to it.
Okay.
Dravos sucks on three.
I really don't.
Zoltana puts her hand into the middle.
There's a fire.
Not into the actual fire, like above it. My hand's getting warm here, guys.
Elise like takes Benno's hand and then takes Jen's hand. Jen reaches out like there's a big chain of hands being held because you cannot put your hand over the fire. You're gonna burn yourself.
Oh, okay. So we all held hands around the fire.
And magically the fire gets bigger and brighter with the love of friendship and stuff.
And Zoltana's just going to say a really quick prayer to Tyr, to give her strength and guidance for her and her friends. Except I don't actually have guidance as a speller.
It's okay. Take a religion check for me.
Well, that was an 18.
Okay, you have one inspiration that you can use in any role that you can see. So it doesn't have to just be yours.
So once again, I'm going to use it on a roll and get one better.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be on your roll. It can be any roll you see at any point. God will calm down, you know, a gift, a reroll upon someone.
Casey, please don't forget that. That's super important.
Please write it in the chat and then I'll be able to see it and I will not forget that I can use it for other people.
You have two now.
You know what would be amazing is we go fight Dravos and I try to mind control him and you make him just fuck up. That would be the dream.
Wait, can I do that?
You have no, you can't use it negatively.
Oh.
She asked for guidance for you guys, not hindrance upon her enemies.
Damn it!
Which is, to be fair, more in line with her new vow of justice than vengeance.
There's no...
Yeah. I am a...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're about to say that there isn't such a class.
I'm an Oath of Vengeance paladin, despite the fact that I...
There's no oath of justice.
There's no artificer in the handbook either, Arch.
Crazy.
Am I now an oath of justice?
At all. You know
if there's an oath of justice paladin in this world now, because I've t- took a vengeance, a vow of justice, and I'm now an Oath of Justice paladin. You know that means that you have to, that you and I have to come up with some things for Oath of Justice, right?
Basically, I'm waiting for you to hit that point when you actually properly choose justice over vengeance to make the things happen.
Okay.
At the moment, you're just, you're still kind of like vaguely vengeance. When I see justice, then there will be a thing.
Vengeance.
Yep.
Okay, we do the hand thing. And we go.
Does anyone else want to try and bless your group with advantages and inspiration? Because you literally had someone pray to God. I mean, no, this is the time to do it. If you want to pull out anything out of your, like, you're not going to get a negative, Ral. You're not going to get a negative.
I don't have...
I've got something.
Go for it.
I've got a bunch of hugs to give. So that's my... Ral's going around giving everyone hugs to get ready.
Oh, my God.
I don't work that way. I have psychic powers. I make you all feel better.
Yeah, but this is a nat 20 hug, man.
Stop making him ride it. He needs to make more rolls.
No, absolutely not.
I'm going to resist it, so you have to make another roll.
I agree. No, I agree with him. This is a big seminal point in like... There's a lot of people here now. It's not just like the two people you know, the people you call friends. There are other people here that you're dispensing hugs to. I'm going to need another hug roll.
Arch, I'm...
Mm-hmm. What?
What? I hate you.
Next time you need something, let's... Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now who's an Oath of Vengeance paladin? It's Neil.
Listen, I'm sure if your hugs are that rad, you'll do fine.
Yeah. Let's figure out what kind of...
Put your charisma where your mouth is.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'll give a charisma check for me. I guess a persuasion check?
Persuasion? Hold on.
Yeah, that's a charisma-based stat. Yeah, do it. He gets nat 20. Oh my God.
I'm walking away.
Fuck you, Arch. I'm never doing it again. I'm still riding it. It's forever. It's forever. God. You can't stop it. You can't fucking stop it. Hugs for days. Can't do it. You can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped. Neil, when's your birthday?
7-Eleven.
Okay, for your birthday this year, I'm buying you a Hug Life t-shirt.
Yes. Can't stop it. They are the best hugs.
Oh my God. For those of us who are on an audio podcast, you've just rolled a nat 20
frame right now. Arsh, just, you killed him. He's dead. He's gone. Oh. Now I have to play balance.
Oh my God. That's unreal.
And balance.
Okay, so
Ral can't hug people.
Okay, on that ridiculous nat 20.
Bullshit.
It's the most bullshit. Everyone has access to a 1d8 hit dice that they can use as a bonus action to recuperate health. Ooh. Because of your long death monk way. Basically, you're helping them cling to life a little closer. So please write that down somewhere, guys. Actually, I'm going to write it down too.
Because he has that crit with fire thing, does that make his hugs like warm? Are they warm hugs?
Oh, yeah, they're really warm. They're like, wow, I feel like I'm being warmed in the cold horribleness of this marsh. It's so much, it makes it even better.
So balance, you want to do anything with your inquisitive nature to help us out?
I don't know what you're expecting.
I don't know. I'm expecting...
I hugged everyone, so I don't want to fucking hear it.
Listen, here's the thing. I have literal abilities that bolster you guys. I don't know what else you want me to do here.
Hugs is nowhere on my character sheet.
Hugs should be on your character sheet, actually.
It will be when I'm done with it right now.
roll me a hug check.
No, I don't ever have to do it again.
It's fucking unreal.
This is amazing.
This may be the best day of my life. All right, let's have a look what we've got in here. Let's see what we can do.
I have all my shit. I have to use side points. I'm not going to use them now.
No, like, no one used any of their key abilities or anything like that. Let's see if we can find anything in here that we can fuck with.
About a leadership role.
Would you like me to charm everybody? I can charm everybody.
Why don't you, like, bolster our spirits with a great speech about how we're going to kick Dravos's ass or some shit? Like just not even like a speech, just be like, you know, use your leadership abilities to be like, hey guys, we've got this. And maybe then Volanda will let you roll something that will give us something. That's all I'm saying. Be creative.
Didn't you do like some epic speech in Chatbook?
Yeah.
I did do that.
Which gave you guys basically building a statue of you. And Chatbook is on your side. So yeah, you could do a bolstering speech. That would be rad. I will give you something for that.
Oh God, I haven't even thought about it. I had time to meditate on that one.
You don't have to necessarily give a speech. A part of like leadership is also like individual one-on-one. So you could go like one-on-one to everybody and say, hey, you're going to do good. I believe in you.
Yeah.
Pat on the back.
I believe in you. You won't become an egg tonight.
You're not going to become an omelet.
And if you did, it would be a tasty, delicious omelet, and everybody would love you.
If Balance made an omelet.
Unless I made Balance it, then it would omelets, be burned.
But if Balance made an omelet, it would be the best omelet in the world.
What are you eating, Balance?
Where did Jens go?
What? Balance enslaves Dragonland just to eat all the eggs.
Raul, bring me my breakfast, please.
Okay.
I'll have my usual bacon and eggs, please.
Have you figured out how or what you may be able to do to help inspire / help people out?
The only thing I could think of would be me just doing that leadery speech. So unless you have a better idea.
Nope, this is perfect. Go for it.
All right. Okay. So Balance stands up in front of everybody. With his head held high, his back straight, and he looks at everybody, making sure that he makes eye contact with every single person, as one does when you make a speech.
Sure.
We have a plan. We have the abilities to make sure that it succeeds. Each of us here, with our own unique set of skills. Zoltana, with your monstrous sword, and your indomitable brawn, and the power of Tyr, you will be our spearhead. When we strike down Dravos, I have no doubt that you will be the key to his fall. Raul, with your unique connection to death.
Oh, thanks.
Not in the sense of your detriments of your health, but of your fists. Your ability to instill fear and several bruises on whoever falls within your sight. You will strike decisively and swiftly, of that I have no doubt. And I imagine your Spectre friend will be there to back you up as well. Benno, you have been on this path for a long time, trying to right the wrongs of these people. And I have no doubt that you will find your justice today. Of the fact that your sister still remains, even doubly so. I am sure your sword and your arrows will strike true. Elise, you will have a song and a tale to tell when all this is done. And don't think I have forgotten the promise I made you as well. You will make it out of this. And I imagine you will probably knock a few heads as well while we're in there. Homer, you have done nothing but impress me since the moment you joined us. Your abilities as a druid have inspired not just me, but I think all of us. Your wit, your cleverness, and your ability to adapt to a situation will be of immense use, and I genuinely cannot wait to see you on the field of battle. And I am glad to have you along with us. And Jens, you have been nothing but the biggest help for all of us. Your insight, your knowledge, and I imagine in this fight to come, your firepower will make a blaze of glory as we make our way into this cave. And I cannot wait to see the charred corpses of your enemies fall before you. We all have the potential within us for greatness. And tonight we make sure that everybody sees how great we can truly be, especially when we work together. Now, let's go save some people and save the damn world, shall we?
I want you to roll a d10, please.
Okie doke. D10. Three.
What's your charisma?
To 14, so plus 2.
Okay. That's not so great. Everyone has 5 temporary hit points.
Ooh.
Which won't go away until the end of this particular encounter. No matter how long this encounter takes, if it takes you 12 days to get down to the bottom and find Dravos, you have them for 12 days. You have those. Wouldn't have been high, but we're high enough because Roll 20 hates him.
Hi.
Hey. And everyone gets one use of Sentinel, the feat.
What does that do?
When a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you, and the target doesn't have this feat, we'll ignore that. You will count as you do and you don't. You can use a reaction to make a melee weapon attack against them too.
Can you just put that in the chat anyway? Because I'm going to forget that.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to find it for you.
Thank you.
Creatures within 5 feet of you provoke opportunity attacks even if they take the disadvantage action before leaving your reach.
I made a leader thing happen.
You did. After that speech, after everyone, you know, feels the positive impact of Balance's words, you feel, ready to go on and face the challenges you're about to face. You guys leave the RC where it is. Benno can't set a trap. Fuck. You leave the RC where it is. It's fairly well hidden-ish. You guys all know where this is. And as you guys make your way along the path, it probably takes you a couple of hours. Those people who can't see in the dark will rely heavily on those who can. It probably takes you about 2 hours to get there. So you're probably looking the other side of midnight by the time you actually finally arrive there. Ahead of you, you can see the entrance proper. You can see that there are stakes driven into the ground, creating a sort of perimeter. You can see that there are probably about 6 different dwarves walking around, usually in pairs. You can see people walking in and out of the entrance itself. The entrance is probably like 3 or 4 people wide. The perimeter itself is probably 100 feet out radius from the entrance itself. You don't see a lot of people passing in and out, but the ones you do see are usually either heavily armored, well-plated, much like Zoltana, or they seem to be the spry, sneaky type, much more like a rogue you would expect. But they seem to be passing in and out. There doesn't seem to be any regular intervals to them, and Benno confirms that he can't seem to spot a pattern in their patrols in that way. Perhaps they're a patrol, perhaps they're not, perhaps they're just giving messages, who knows. But you can definitely see 6 pairs of people wandering around. Some of them go very far from the camp and begin to patrol around, but you're just out the edge of that. And some of them just stay inside. They seem to mostly be armed with short swords and with bows. How do you guys want to proceed?
All right. Everybody pick a target. When I count down, when I hit zero, I'm going to teleport all of us up there. As soon as we get up there, everybody take out your target. From there, we need to take everybody else out quickly and quietly. Are we ready?
Okay.
Sure.
Ready whenever you are. I'm ready. The other two just nod. Because it's ridiculous.
All right. Three. Two. One. Zero.
Oh shit, there we go. Hi everyone. We're all here again. It's okay, come on. Come on, you can have a hug too. It's fine. There you go. Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying the show, you should go leave a review on iTunes. You've already done that? Another hug, here. And go to our Patreon and see some of the awesome things that we have going on there for the people who support us. You're already doing that too? Just like our friend of the show, Finn the Goblin, who is a patron of the show. Thank you so much. Oh, another hug, here. Hugs for days. You can find us on Twitter at TLDpod, where I'm sure Arch would love to hear all about the hashtag hug lives and stuff that you can tweet at him. Do that. You can find our email at theluckydiepodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from everyone in our Discord server. You can find a link to that on the Twitter as well. And if we have any news about the show or anything, the Twitter is usually the first place that we go to with that. Otherwise, you will probably hear it here. So if you want to be the first one to get the news and such, then Twitter is the best way to do that at the moment. So go and check us out there. Stay in touch for all of the fun things that we plan on doing. Thanks to our Patreon supporters. We hope to do some more fun things for you in the future. And thanks so much for listening. We will see you all next time. Fuck you, Arch. It's forever.
Just too excited about the possibility of having an egg.
Balance, am I supposed to stick this up my ear? No, Rawl.
I think Rawl instinctually knows what to do with an egg. Please.
Rawl instinctually doesn't know anything.
No.
Fair enough.
Let's just be clear about that. Doesn't know anything.
I think Rawl would probably be one of those people who would try to like sit on the egg. No, just sit on the egg, you know, to keep it warm. He would just like brood on top of it.
Isn't that what you do?
That's what chickens do, yeah.
No, he would just tuck it inside the fucking sweater and then it would make him look like he's pregnant. He would look like he's pregnant.
Yes! And then we'd have like two like pseudo-pregnant characters.
Who also? Oh, me, because I'm brain pregnant. That's right.
Yeah, brain pregnant, yeah.
I hate you guys.
I think Rawl would make a lovely father. I think he would look after the egg very well.
No, he'd pass out.
What?
Nothing. We weren't talking about you.
You'll get to listen to this again when you come back to edit. I apologize for nothing.
When I bring Emma back and I have an egg, I'm gonna have some splaining to do.
Rawl, where did you get this egg?
Don't worry about it.
What have you been meeting with?
It's not what you think.
You have an egg.
It's not what you think.
Why is there a tiny human coming out of the egg? Rawl, what did you do? Rawl, how is this even possible? Rawl, step away from the egg. Anyway.
I hate all of you.
Lies and slander.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.